The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Time to look ahead to a busy weekend of sport. We have All-Ireland semis, we have Euros, and we have Ireland versus South Africa in the rugby. Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball is with us. Let's start with the hurling. Cork and Limerick. Can the Rebels stop Kiedy's drive for five?
I think they have a chance, I think, which isn't something that you would always say in a Limerick semi-final. They obviously did beat them this year in Portcullis. It was the famous GAA goal game, Anton. You'll remember the controversy surrounding it.
We were only discussing it last night.
You know, Cork were very, very good that day. It saved their season. They were gone. They haven't actually been incredible since then in the couple of games they've played, but they'll have targeted this. They'll know what's facing them. Now, people do have to bear in mind that Limerick were in a very, very good position in that game. They have lost Munster round robin games in the past. They haven't lost in Croke Park in a long, long time, since 2019. They're obviously going for six All-Irelands in a row. I think you'd be very, very silly to pick Cork in this game, but it's not to say that they don't have a chance. You know, so I think that, you know, I didn't really give Galway a chance the last 2 years in the semi-finals. When it came down to it, I couldn't see it. I can see this, but I'm not picking it, if that makes sense. I'm really hedging my bets here.
I was going to say, you're winning either way come Monday when we have to discuss this.
Yeah.
Clare versus Kilkenny then. Clare on the up.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's the third year in a row that they've faced off against each other on the back of Clare losing a Munster final to Limerick 3 years in a row as well. So it's all very repetitive, and Clare fans, including myself, will be there on Sunday hoping it's not like third time in a row that they've walked out empty handed, because it was a hammering 2 years ago. It was a tough to take defeat last year, and a wonder save from O'Murphy in the last minute. Clare haven't been actually as impressive, I would say, this year as they were the previous 2 years in the build up to this game. They've struggled for form. They've been in and out of form, I would say. Kilkenny have been doing what Kilkenny always do, and they get to Croke Park and, you know, they win the Leinster Championship, and here they are after a 4 week break, and nobody knows what kind of form they're in. So everyone trusts that Kilkenny will play to a level. The question is, where will Clare meet them? You know, so it could end up in a classic. Last year's game was brilliant. People almost forget that. So I think that's, for the neutral point of view, on a big, big day of sport, if hurling is to capture that attention tomorrow, we need a really good game in Croke Park. And I think we might get one, you know. I think they're kind of starting to dislike each other a little bit, these two teams. They're meeting so often, and Clare really need to win it.
And I'm right in saying, somebody's winning. There's no replays. This goes to penalties, whatever
that's
it takes.
That's the whole thing. No more replays, so extra time and then penalties if needed, yeah.
And as if that wasn't enough, we have Euros. England versus Switzerland, of course. Probably the pick of the weekend is Germany and Spain. But kick us off with Switzerland and England. Your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is incredible, because England's form has been absolutely dreadful. If you said before the tournament they're playing Switzerland in the quarterfinal, you'd be like, handy draw for England. But Switzerland have been very impressive. People like them. They're a very cohesive team. They've got some very, very good players. They wouldn't have the stars that England have. They probably don't even have players as good as England. But England have been terrible. There's no cohesion there. So,
well, it's a major competition.
Yeah, I know. But we thought those days were gone, but they seem to be back again. So, look, it's hard to see how England will turn it around. They could easily win the game. I think the most likely thing is that if they do, it'll be slogged out through extra time and penalties and low scoring. So it might not be the most exciting game to watch, but it could be an exciting experience all the same, given all the drama that goes around them.
What then about Germany and Spain? Host versus favourites?
Yeah, so it's on at the moment, and it's been, the last I checked, it was still nil all, but it was a really, really electric start. They're just at it, and it's like both teams going for it, and yellow cards and injuries and the whole thing. So, I mean,
That worries me.
Wrap this up, Anton, so I can go out and watch the rest of it.
Bertie Ahern's only request was that we wouldn't hold him too long so that he could get back and watch the match.
Yeah, no, it really is living up to the expectations. It's almost a pity it's not the 8 o'clock game when more people are at home tonight, but that's just the way the draw works out. We'll have France and Portugal, which I suppose isn't the worst consolation in the world at 8 o'clock this evening.
And then we have rugby and the usual South African mind games. I don't think Andy Farrell reacts in any way, shape or form to mind games. Does he?
Andy, do you know what? That's actually nail on the head. Andy Farrell is just too cool for this kind of stuff altogether. He's in the press conference being told of everything that Razzie has said about Ireland, about the Irish fans. He's calling full of himself. He's just laughing. He goes, it's brilliant, isn't it? It's just brilliant. What a character he is. And it's like Razzie must be watching and goes, I just can't get to this guy. He's hoping maybe he can get to the players. He's definitely getting to the fans. He's probably getting to the media, let's face it.
But is he getting to Jer?
I don't know if Jer, I think Jer likes it actually. Yeah, if people know that he Jer Gilroy and Razzie Rasmus, not the greatest of friends, but look, I think that nothing like that gets through to the Irish camp. I think Ireland would be far more worried about coming up against the world champions, the best team in the world away from home, and probably not off the best form since the World Cup. So I think that's where the real concern would be for tomorrow. But it's lucky we have somebody like Andy Farrell who wouldn't let that kind of crack get through and it becomes a nonsense fest rather than the real thing, which is, are we good enough to beat them?
Yeah, when you know that cliche of focusing on the knitting, it is hard to find somebody more ruthlessly focused on the knitting. It is today's training session, next match, making sure that everything is the way that it should be. Extraneous stuff doesn't seem to exist for Andy Farrell.
No, and yet not in the kind of boring sort of librarian way either. He kind of does it in a very sort of, like, I find a very engaging way. You know, it's like, you know, this is like, I love all that stuff. I don't mind it. You know, that's like, he'll talk about it. You know, it's like he won't ignore it. He won't say, I'm focused on. But you can tell that nothing's bothering him. And that's brilliant.
If you had to call it?
I don't know. I can't see Ireland winning both tests, so it's almost taking them as a pack this week and next week. And I think if they got one of them out of it, one of the two, that'd be a real success, you know. So look, they go and win both of them, and that's, you know, they've the Indian sign over South Africa. That'd be fantastic, but it's hard to see how you can go down there and win both tests against the world champions.
Mick, thank you kindly.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.